Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and as we just heard, trillions of neutrinos pass through our bodies at any given second. Only rarely does the elusive neutrino interact with the physical world. And how can lay people experience neutrino research without a particle physics background? That question drove Fermilab's 2018 artist-in-residence Adam Nadel. It turns out the answer is sound. And when neutrinos interact with other particles inside one of Fermilab's liquid argon detectors, those interactions are recorded by thousands of thin wires. Nadel looked at the output of one of those wires over a time span of about 750 microseconds. He then transcribed the wire from that data onto a musical score for two pianos and a violoncello. Nadel took three sets of data, an instrument representing each set, and had musicians from the Aaron Copland School of Music perform the piece.
The beauty of these experiments is a language of mathematics. And like the fact is very few, and I will never be one of them, very few people can actually appreciate the beauty. So when the scientists look at the data and the outcomes, what they find aesthetically sublime or beautiful about it, we really can't see. So the question is, like, as lay people, what can we see? Or what can we hear? And this is what this composition is trying to get at. That potential for the underlying nature of the invisible world around us, and if we listen to it, we might find it to be remarkably beautiful. So then what we have is the first in the piece, first the raw data, played by Lawrence Cummings, one hand playing a linear interpretation, and the other hand, logarithmic. And the second movement, we have Lawrence playing the same raw data over again, overlaid with Adam Ali, now playing after the noise reduction from the tank. We have Miko Iwasaki playing cello with like very refined data that the scientists use to actually find the neutrino interaction. Then we have the fourth movement, where the musicians, in conversation with me also, but almost primarily processed through their experience with the music, then plays through the same data set. But just like the scientists have pulled out and selected particular data points that they value and remove others, dismiss others as inconsequential, The musicians do the same thing with the data by playing a note or deciding not to play notes. To then create a musical composition, or you could call it maybe a musical data set or a musical expression, which is their interpretation and synthesis of these multiple layers of information and scientific searching.
SDPB's Lee Strubinger put that musical montage together in speaking with the Fermilab's 2018 artist in residence, Adam Nadel. And Adam Nadel believed that the solution to understanding neutrino research is through sound, and he put that to music.